Chumas Perek Yud Mishnah Beis. Tapuach Sheriskoi, an apple that was grated, Unasana Losoich Isa Vechimta, and one put it into dough and it rised. And he created bread out of that. Harezo Asur. This whole thing becomes Asur. The apple was a Chuma apple. The Rav explains that since this Chulin became Chametz, because of the Truma, so it asers the whole chulin, it asers the whole dough. And Taisis Yanta brings, this is the whole Shaila, whether fruit juices can cause chametz. So Taisis Yanta brings from the Gemara and Menachos that this is not really chametz gomer because it's coming from fruit juices. Rather, it's nuksha, chametz nuksha. And he brings that Taisis says over there that dafka, when there's a little bit of water with the meperis, that's a whole big sugya all in of itself. And Taisis Yanta brings, we had this in Parakei Mishnah Vav, as far as Ve'ena Mechumetz Machmetz Elufi Cheshbin. There we're dealing with yeast of Truma. If it asers a whole dough, and then another piece of that dough falls into something else, so we only take the portion of the yeast that was in there from the beginning, and that, again, you can see in Parakei Mishnah Vav. But it's the same idea here, that yeast, or something that makes dough rise, it asers the whole dough. Mishnah continues, Sa'arim shenoflu toicha bor shel mayim, barley that falls into a pit of water, afu bishevishu meimav, even though the liquid, the water, becomes murky, mutarin, it's still mutter. Because like Tosfos Yantav says, this is what's called noisin tam lifgam. Although it's giving some type of flavor, this is not a flavor that you want into the water. And noisin tam lifgam is mutter. An unpleasant flavor that's given over, according to this Tana, is mutter.